Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 40th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But when we get this issue of marriage, divorce, and even in remarriage, I know what's been taught in even in independent fundamental circles, and I'm one of them guys that are independent fundamental missionary Baptist through and through. But we've heard a lot of people in the past, maybe not on purpose, but because of some things that have been taught about if you get divorced, you're like a second-class citizen. You're done, and even take it any far, you're done in the work of the Lord. Bible never talks about that. It never talks about that. As far as you being done, I could go on and on and on. And we'll have one of these days we'll have a lesson on that about where men of God who divorced in a pastoral or a missionary position, can they still pastor? Can they still do mission work? Well, that's where it really is controversial. But I want you to see in verse number one, I won't move on from it. I give you something to think about, okay? Then again, Abraham took a wife and named her Keturah. And we know what started all, she was a concubine. We know what concubines are. Remember, Solomon had 600 and something wives and 300 and something concubines. I can't fathom that one. One's enough for me. That's all I want. The hard to handle, you know, all God wants us to have. But I just want you to understand, it was different back then, and different. And I'm not condoning it at all. It was always meant to be one man and one woman, always was. But anyway, because of the hardness of our hearts and other things, or sin. Matter of fact, it's God's plan. Not only is it God's plan for a man and wife to be married the rest of their life. Do you know it's God's ideal for you not to sin? Let that one sink in. God's ideal for our life is not to sin. But if we sin, we have an advocate, the Father. Are you following through the Father, Jesus Christ? Anyway, I'll probably get letters and phone calls about this from the internet and the broadcast on that one. But anyway, let's move on. He married Keturah. And then notice verses 2 through 4. She bare him sons. There were six sons that was named here. So obviously, Abraham was able to still have children after Isaac. Isaac wasn't the last. Abraham was 100 years old when he had Isaac. So by now, Isaac, at this point, Abraham's at least 140 years old when he marries Keturah. At a ripe young age, he started having kids again. Can you imagine that? Six more kids. Some of y'all shaking your head, you know. But then verse number 5 and 6. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. Literally talking about the bulk of his inheritance went to Isaac because Isaac was the son of promise. However, look at verse number 6. But unto the sons of the concubines. Now, my Bible has plural and not singular concubine, but a plural of concubines. Abraham had concubines. Now, many people, even though they're not mentioned, named, except for Keturah, most Bible scholars believe that Hagar would be included in the list of the concubines. Remember Hagar and Ishmael. And that even though the Bible doesn't name them, she's probably in the thought of one of the concubines. And like how Hagar was there when Sarah was alive, you know, it was her handmaid and all. Most likely Keturah was part of that group that Abraham knew and Hagar, even though he sent Hagar away. Remember all of that. Well, it talks about verse number 6, unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had. Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from his son Isaac. Again, the thought was Isaac was a son of promise. Remember the story about Sarah and Hagar and Ishmael. Ishmael was just a teenage boy, and he looked at Isaac and was making fun of him and mocking him. And Sarah says, I want him out of here, talking about Ishmael. And Abraham loved Ishmael, but the Lord came to Abraham, says, no, you do what your wife tells you. Man, we'd do good if we listen to our wives a lot and listen to what she says. She was wise, and God said, you do what Sarah has said and send him away. Because I won't forget this statement, what we talked about a few weeks ago, and it's so true. Sarah didn't want some ungodly influence upon her child. And I mentioned about us as parents and grandparents, how we have to be careful who we allow our children or grandchildren to associate with. We tend to think that they'll bring these kids up or, you know, bring them to the light, but most of the time they bring them down, if you understand what I'm saying, to where they are. Instead of bringing them to the Lord, they bring those godly children out back into the world. I said something to somebody the other day. It's so true. Show me your friends, and I will show you your future. And Sarah knew something about that. And, of course, that's why you have to get Ishmael away from our son Isaac, because of his influence and all. Well, in verse number 6, Abraham sent them away from Isaac. Now, he did give them things. It talks about gifts. It most likely was things of money, sheep, to kind of give them an adequate, a good head start on their life, like a good father would, you know, kind of like divvy up the pot and, okay, this will help you get started in your business. Here's some sheep and all. I understand, get them a good start in life. But the majority, the very bulk of the inheritance, everything went to Isaac. And then we get to verse number 7. That's where I'm going to spend the rest of my time, verse number 7 and verse number 8. Okay. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 175 years. So that's 175 years. So from the time Isaac died to his death, Abraham lived another 35 years. From 140 years when Isaac was born, when he married, to when Abraham died, that's 35 years that he married Keturah, and he had these 6 sons in all those last 35 years of his life. Abraham died at 175 years of age. He's mentioned 70 times in the New Testament, Abraham. Only Moses is mentioned more times in the New Testament. Moses is mentioned 80 times. Matter of fact, Moses is mentioned more than anybody, as far as Old Testament saints, by far in the Bible. Well, Abraham was mentioned 70 times in the New Testament. And it's interesting, look in verse number 8. And we'll finish in verse number 9, half of verse number 9. Then Abraham gave up the ghost. He's 175 years of age. And died in a good old age. An old man. Now, before we go any farther, remember the longevity of life had decreased. Adam, when he passed away, was 935 years. Methuselah was 969 years. And you see about Noah, how old he was, and all his sons. But you notice during the years, the length of days started getting shorter. Here he was at 175. I think today the average age is 72, 73 years of age, they say. And if somebody lives to be 72 and they pass on, they said, well, he lived to be a good old ripe years or something. You know, here the Bible talks about that about Abraham, where he died in a good old age. I like that. An old man in full years. What does that mean, full years? Literally, his life was full.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.